Elizabeth Brown, TSC Mama to Beckett.
Can you tell me about Beckett?
Sure. Beckett is 18 months old, and he loves to give the best hugs. He loves to eat. He does have a TSC, which stands for tuberous sclerosis complex. And so he is just living his best life despite that genetic condition that he has.
Can you tell me a little bit about that genetic condition?
Absolutely. So TSC is a rare genetic condition that is lifelong and has no cure, unfortunately. It causes tumors to grow in various parts of the body, such as the brain, the heart, the skin, the lungs, and the kidneys. And about 1 in 6,000 newborns are born with TSC, and approximately 40,000 to 80,000 people in the United States have it. About 60% to 90% of individuals with TSC have epilepsy, and TSC is also the leading genetic cause of epilepsy and autism.
So can you tell me about Beckett's beehive?
Yes, so Beckett's beehive was created because my husband and I wanted to participate in the Step Forward to Cure TSC walk that is officially sponsored by the TSC Alliance. And so the TSC Alliance is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to help individuals basically live their best lives despite having TSC, and they provide resources and support to those individuals and their family. So Beckett's Beehive is Beckett's team name for our walk, and it is a charity 5K. So it is free to register on the website that's linked with the TSC Alliance. And we also went a step forward to ensure that anybody who reads our Instagram, which is the social media platform that we're most active on, is also educated on what TSC is and the effects of TSC on individuals.
How does it feel for you to have family and friends come together to help the cause?
It feels, honestly, it's so humbling and it is so amazing. And we are extremely, extremely grateful to all the individuals and family members and friends who have come alongside us in this very difficult and complex journey.
I know Beckett is going through a lot, but what do you do to help your own mental health?
So I pray a lot. I'm a Christian, so I do pray a lot and spend time in the Word of God. And alongside that, my husband is my rock. He is completely amazing, and he is always so positive. I'm more of the planner and a little bit of a warrior. Like, I'm just, you know, I would like to plan for what's ahead, but with TSC and with this disorder, it's just very unpredictable. It's very complex because no two individuals are affected the same way. So I spend a lot of time with my husband, and he definitely puts a positive spin on the situations that we're all in. So that really helps my mental state, as well as spending time with close friends and family.
What is it like talking to other families going through similar situation?
It is very, it's very eye-opening, I would say, just because everybody's conditions and, well, I guess the symptoms are just so so different, so unique. Yeah. And so talking with other families and them sharing their stories about whether they have it themselves or someone in their family has it, it is nice in the way that you don't feel alone, because it can feel very isolating. It could feel like you're the only family in the planet that is going through something so strange or just so heavy, like TSC. And it just helps fuel the passion even more to equip families with the education and the knowledge that they need to advocate for themselves or for their family members or friends. and to just be and to just build an unwavering community together.
Yeah, what would you say to any families going through a similar situation?
I would tell them to keep the faith, hold on to hope, and you are never, ever alone. There is somebody out there who is going through not the same exact thing, because it will never be the same exact journey, but it's something similar to where we would be able to help each other. Whether that means that we vent to one another, or just find more of a support group or resources or anything of that nature, you are not alone, and we are more than happy to help you find answers, teach you how to advocate for your baby or for yourself or for your friend or family member, and that you are strong and you can get through this.
What is it like having a toddler?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. He's a handful in the best way possible. He is so adorable. Of course, every parent will say that about their child, but he is just, he is a very, very happy boy despite everything he's gone through. His story has touched so many people, and even the doctors at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, Texas, which is where his primary care comes from. And Beckett is just a light. He is a light and just so full of hope, and he gives a lot of people hope. So despite being a normal toddler, because he throws little tantrums here and there, and recently he's been on the little biting kick, but he's wonderful, and we're learning as we go.
What has the nurses and doctors' support been like?
So at Texas Children's Hospital, where his primary care is, that's where his epileptologist is, his primary neurologist, his neurosurgeon team, ophthalmologist, just he has a really big team because, again, TSC is just such a complex condition that affects various parts of the body. So for Beckett specifically, he has about two cardiac rhabdomyomas, which just means that he has two tumors in his heart that are benign. So they aren't obstructing any vital part of his heart, which is good. And then he had a tumor in his brain, which causes seizures. So his team at Texas Children's they work day and night to try to get the best care for Beckett, and they're very easily accessible. Whenever I have any type of concern, they're very, very quick to respond or call me and just get all the details that they can. So they're incredible. The support there has been amazing.
So what other things do you want to do to help get the message out?
That is a wonderful question. With the 5K specifically, this is our very first year in West Virginia hosting it at Shepherdstown and Shepherd University. So that is on May 11th, which is a Saturday, and the walk begins at 10. Registration opens at 9:30, and we're going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be lots of food trucks and just kid-friendly activities there. And so we're doing our best to promote that through social media. This definitely helps this platform. So thank you so much for doing this. And we've been posting flyers everywhere. So basically we're doing everything we can, but I think the best way is word of mouth. Once people hear Beckett's story and just how much TSC has impacted, not only him, but other children, other families around this area and just around the United States in general, I think that would be the most effective way to spread the word about what TSC is and how people can help.
With that, how can people reach out and help?
So we are mainly active on Instagram at the moment. Our Instagram handle is at Beckett's. That's BECKETTS. dot beehive, BEEHIVE. So we're mostly active there. We post several times a day, I guess. and then also anyone can reach me on my personal Facebook, which is just Elizabeth Brown. I know it's a very common name, so if you see me posting in the little groups here and there, please don't hesitate to reach out or comment on my posts. I'm posting weekly at least about the walk and just about spreading the word. Where anybody can also email me at Mrs., that's M-R-S, Liz, L-I-Z, N as in November, Brown, and that's all one word, Mrs. Liz N. Brown at gmail.com.